Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Southside on the track, yeah.
Hey, I can tilt when I pussy like a loose nail. Harriet tell me twin is way I'm up on the scale. Head out of her ass, caught her like Odell. All my hoes get rolling, police mines up on the shelf.
Let's go.
Kicked out the hotel, we smoking gas. Who else? Nigga, flooded belt, buckle like a wrestler, yeah. Nigga, better try to tell me what you seen that nigga doing. She not fucking with me, then her life is probably ruined. We can leave America and we can make a movie.
Yep. Welcome back, SSID. What is this, episode 5?
I have no idea. I've been gone for a while.
I believe it's 5. But yeah, it's me. Back in here is Van Red, a.k.a. Dark Skin Sammy Sosa, a.k.a. Malia Obama's only black friend. And I'm here with I'm joined. He's back. He's back from vacay. He's back from living his best life. OVO Burns, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Bernie Mac, is here.
Say yeah, what's up, what's good, everybody?
So welcome back, Brendan. How are you feeling?
Great.
Oh, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Yo,
we're joined here.
You don't fuck with me, bro. Crazy.
We're here with a very special guest, one of my favorite people.
Wow.
Also the most annoying person I know.
That's a fact.
We're in here with my pal Amanda. Say hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Why you say hi, Amanda? You know your name's Amanda.
Yeah, we're about to do this over.
Oh, God. No, I'm keeping all that
what's
in.
Up?
So, Amanda's here. We're here to talk movies. We talk a lot of things. But before all that, we have to talk about boy OVO Burns. The owl was engraved on his chest. What's up, Brendan? How was Carabana, my brother? The people missed you. I got a lot of tweets. People being like, "Yo, where's Brunel?" Like,
that's what's up, yo. I'm glad y'all tapping in. Toronto was lit, yo.
Everybody thought you was on your David Ruffin, man. Nobody coming to see you, Evan.
yo, Toronto was lit.
So bro. How was Carabana? Were the things out?
Yeah, oh, that's a fact.
Was there a lot of whining?
Yes.
Okay.
You can see that from the IG stories.
Brunel only posted when he was out the country. Yeah. I hate him, bro.
That is a fact. Brunel don't be posting.
He don't
nothing,
have one post nothing. On IG, no profile pic barely, and then now
he's mad sus. Like if you just follow, if you get a follow from Brunel, you're like, what is this?
Yeah, what is going on? If I see that Brunel notification on my story, I'm like, oh, he acting different. Like, you know, he in a different.
And one post is when he's like winding up himself on someone. I'm like, okay,
I appreciate you. Yeah, he was in a different pocket, man.
Bro,
but
it's a beautiful city, bro. It's like New York, low key.
It is very clean.
Yeah, they keep it clean. The streets is clean out there.
Was it packed though? Was it a lot of like heads up everybody?
Hell yeah! In my hotel, there's people from all over the world. Like,
wow,
it's people. Yo, met a girl. She was from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, I gotta move out here. Like, she was like, they don't even play that type of music where I'm from.
Yeah.
But I'm West Indian, so I love this music. I'm like,
when you
really?
Leave New York, you don't realize how little reggae is played outside of New York.
Listen, and that's why I think it's so hard for
and
me
even
to
in
leave,
DC,
bro.
They played a little bit.
It's trash. Like, leaving New York is just like.
I think it's hard for me to leave for a long time. Like, I might have to have a second spot if I was to leave. Like, I have a place in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When it gets cold here, go to Cali. But
New York be the best.
But even in Cali, their music is like.
And the clubs don't. Yeah, but I think the atmosphere at Cali was cool. Like, mm-hmm. I liked, like, the nature.
The vibes.
Yeah, like, doing the activities and stuff was cool. The weather.
You went to Runyon?
Yeah.
You're a thot.
Where'd you go? Just L.A.?
Yeah.
I want to go to, like.
Oh, no, I went to, well. I only went to Los Angeles County area, like Venice and all that, yeah. But
I want to go, like, back, but I want to go to, like, San Diego, San Francisco.
Yeah. I want to do San Francisco. I did Long Beach because my uncle lives in Long Beach.
Monterey.
Never heard of that.
Big Little Lies.
Oh.
That's like
she
Net
type to go to Laguna
though.
Beach.
Okay, no.
Laguna Beach is fine.
Don't
say.
I don't really like the beach like that, but you know.
But yeah, what else are we gonna talk about? Oh, so me and Brunel, first time we link up at Sensen coming back from Carabana, we had the most adventurous Harold Kumar ass night of all time. Word. So let's start this off like this. So me and Brunel, we going to the Joe Fresh Goods pop up.
Yeah,
this is last Friday.
It was yeah,
last Friday. So we link up, we go to the pop up. Cool. We link the homie Tony in
to
LES,
Tony.
And she's like, "All right, we out here, but yo, y'all coming out tonight?" So we like, "All right." So we go out. Where we go? First, we went to
Kenfolk.
Went to Kenfolk. That was dry.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Charlie, though. I didn't know he worked there, so yeah, that was, it's lit.
Yeah, so yeah, Kenfolk was lit. It was jumping, nigga.
But, facts, what you talking about?
So we was in there, and then we left. We went to Lot 45. And that was my first time ever being in Lot 45. Yeah. It was cool. It was a nice little vibe. It was heads in there. I've never seen so many fat asses in my life.
Oh, my God. It was
but a woman in there. It was crazy, right?
It's just...
First, let's talk about how security was hating on us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, like, I hate all security guards.
I hate when they separate the lines, like, yo, ladies here, men's here, and then they drag the men's line out. Fellas, when you see that, it's
go
a dog,
home,
bro.
It's
clip.
It's clip. The
turn around.
Over.
Take,
done.
Hopefully, try Potty to finesse done. With your shorty, because boy next to me was like, yo, but my girl going in, too. Nah, well, her. He would, no, he let him in. He was like, all right, go ahead. Meanwhile, we still there.
Yeah.
And he over here telling Evan, like, yo, go to the side more. Yo, just go to the I'm like, yo, how much more
you
should have
seen the way I was looking at
Evan
bro,
would be
bro.
In the bushes. Like, he, Rambo or some shit.
Nah, the way security guards be running down them lines at the functions be like.
Oh. I hate it, bro. It's like, why it got to be like this, man? But yeah, so we was there, Live 45, good time. We saw the homie Alicia, shout out to her. And yeah, so we come in home, right?
Yeah.
So we coming home, we switch cars.
You know,
we get back to Brunel crib,
y'all
right?
Y'all sound stressed telling this story.
We go back to Brunel crib, and I'm like, damn, bro, I ain't got my phone beat. So niggas
what
is.
What happened to it?
Hold on. This is the thing, though. Evan not telling the whole thing. I'm sorry. This is a podcast, so we're going to get into details because he want to act like that's how quick it happened. No. Tony dropped me off by my drop us off by my car, train station, right?
Mm-hmm.
He get out. He get in my car. I go to my crib, mm-hmm. and I'm too tired. I'm smacked, and I'm like, I don't think I can go all the way to your crib, so I'm going to just call you Uber, mm-hmm. take you home. So,
oh, look at Brunel being a good friend.
I come in my room, and he's checking his pockets. He's like, yo, bro, he was like, yo, you think I left my phone? He's like, I had my phone in your car, right? I'm like, yeah. He was like, I don't got my phone on me. I'm like, oh, let me go check the car. I'm like, it's probably right there in the seat.
Mm-hmm.
I check near the seat. Shit is not there.
So it's all the way back?
No, hold up. We going to get there. Call Tony.
The nigga
FaceTime Tony, bro. Tony like, ah, I'm gonna check my car.
Probably in Evan's fucking pocket.
Meanwhile, I'm hoping that because either I gotta go to Tony or I gotta go to the train station.
Mm-hmm.
Tony is searching under the car. Shit is not there. So now all that's left is the train station. I go back to the train station with him.
Why would it be in the
Mind
train
you,
station?
My phone's at like 3%
Okay.
So I can't even
do the countdown.
Like,
the clock is running.
I can barely do nothing. So I'm turning my phone off. We driving. I find it right next to the car I parked next to. Black shit is like this, face down. He finds mm-hmm. it, right?
Niggas is
all right,
happy.
Good. He's like, bro, good looks. I'm going to send you $10 cash app. You going to eat tomorrow for lunch. I got you. I'm like, yo, it's okay, bro. Good looks, though, because I seen that shit the next day.
Yeah. Got that Popeye sandwich, didn't you?
Disgusting.
Oh, yeah, we definitely going to talk about that.
Overrated.
We're going to get to that. So, coming up Grand Ave, I'm flying home. I'm trying to get this nigga home. I'm like, you know what, bro? I'm up right now. Like, I'll just take you to your crib.
I know low-key live in Baldwin. I'm not going to hold
low-key,
you.
Like, low-key okay. High-key.
Low-key high-key.
See, now I'm about to leave the podcast. Don't do that.
Low-key high-key.
Stop.
But then, mind you, I got to be at work in like 2 hours. It's like four.
Oh, you pulling one of those? Okay.
So, yeah. So, Brunel racing. Like, you know what it is? It didn't feel like he was racing, but he was racing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because everybody cruises. At that time, like, everybody's cruising.
So next thing you know, the boys in blue pull us over, bro.
I'm like, oh, man.
Buy y'all a snack.
Yep.
No, your heart's racing.
He goes,
nah, he was chilling.
This way, so he license and registration. I'm like, all right,
but no dumbass,
bro, because it's not my car, so I don't remember where my mom be putting stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm checking the shoulder rest, the compartment right here. I'm like, where's the shit? Meanwhile, my mom's got
Nigga gave him a repair invoice. He was like, yo, I can't do nothing with this, chief.
I see, like, my dad's transit vest in there and shit. I'm like, what is all this stuff? I can't find it, so I just give him my license and a little PBA shit. Shout out to my cousin PBA.
Shout out to the PBA car,
yeah,
man.
That PBA car held it down, because your boy.
Everybody get one of those. Yeah,
yo. That, honestly.
That shit works.
It does, but I be feeling like that's not fair.
Oh, well.
Man, life ain't fair, baby.
You light skin. A lot of things have it good for
life
you.
Life ain't fair,
shut
baby.
Up. Like, so, what? Shut up. You ain't know.
So he.
I give him the PBA card. He, like, he questioned it. He's like, oh, so who gave you this PBA card? Who is this? I'm like, it's my cousin, Pierre. He was like, all right. So he goes back to, oh, he goes, so do you know you were doing 50? It's 30. I was like, I was doing 50.
Mind you.
He was like, oh, you didn't see me next to you?
Mind you. It's not just him. By this point, it's two more cop calls with him. So we like, what?
I'm thinking like, yo, if we don't make it out of this, bro, at least turn the phone off. People know what we asked. So yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm like, if we don't make it out of this situation, at least I'm going to go down with my boy Evan.
Hell no. Nah, nigga, I was trying to get home. I was hungry too. So what'd he do? So he give you back your stuff, right?
Yeah, he gave me back my stuff.
And he's like, yo, did you see me back there? But no, dumbass. Like, yeah, I seen you.
I'm still smacked.
He was smacked.
Yo, so
he was
whatever like, your name was, officer, I'm sorry. I was still smacked.
He was like, yeah, I seen you. He said, you know, it's a little disrespectful to be doing like, that and still
like,
seeing me.
Yeah, going a little. He's like, you know, when you speed past, he's like, you know, it's a little disrespectful when you speed past a cop like that, you know, and you see me. I'm like, sorry.
As soon as Brendan said, I say, oh, we finna go. We finna go down.
He's like, just make sure you slow down next time, all right? And then, mind you, before he even said that, because he had went to the car and came back and said that, I found the registration.
He's like, here. It was too late. He's like, yo.
I was good anyway.
Yeah, he's basically like, get the fuck out of here.
I was good anyway. Cause,
but yeah. You know
what I mean? That's how cops might be, like, some of them. I like the nicest, not the ones in Freeport, but for the most part,
yo, Freeport cards are like that because they their own thing, they their own entity, they don't answer nobody.
Shout out to the PBA card. NASA cops are.
But sometimes, bro, it's 50. I feel like NASA cards really 50-50. They either like let you rock or they're going to try to.
If they got to meet a quota, they're not going to let you rock. They're going to be like,
Yeah, man.
But I never really came. It's weird when I be driving. All right, when I'm driving, I came across dickhead cops. But when I was, like, the passenger or just leaving a function or something,
That's why it was cool. You got to let the homegirls drive. I feel like women. I feel like women.
Exactly.
You being light-skinned would have helped you. Right. Knock on wood.
So, yeah, that was our wild-ass Friday night, man. But,
interesting.
So we're going to jump right into the show. Feeling, not feeling. Does anybody want to go first?
Okay.
Okay, I'll go first if you don't want
man,
me
I'm
to
really,
start.
I'm starting really, a little positive,
I'm
Amanda.
Really about to
what
go
are you,
off.
What are you feeling, Amanda?
I'm feeling all this, like, all this wellness talk that I've been seeing on Instagram. I'm actually not eating meat anymore.
Wow, look at that.
Again. I'm back on the way. I probably won't eat it anymore.
Shit,
I'm trying to, like,
transition. She the same person that was like, oh, this cauliflower wings, like, this is not real chicken. It doesn't taste like...
No, I was not that person because I was because I didn't eat meat for a year. And then I was making buffalo cauliflower bites for the people in my house, and they loved it.
Very kind of you.
So make us some.
But I got you. All right. But yeah, I'm trying to, like, transition into being more, like, plant-based, you know, being more aware of, like, what I'm putting in my body, and the way that I'm talking to myself, too, so.
Oh, so you just on your whole positivity kick,
Yes, I'm trying to get my life together, so, you know, like.
I'm feeling that. That's positive.
I like that, Amanda. You'll, like, eventually, like, put it out around you, so I'm just.
Well, I look at it like this, like, I forget, it was some guy on the breakfast, I forgot his name, forgive me, he was like a poet, and he basically was saying, like.
I know you're talking about the writer.
Sal Williams, I believe his name, he basically was like, yo, everything is your diet, like, even from, like, what you watch, what you consume, what you're around, all that's your diet, and I was like, damn, that's some real shit.
I've been reading, like, a lot of, like, books and stuff like that, that's kind of been helping me out.
What you've been reading, like, Coldest Winter Ever?
No.
Four Agreements.
No, 48 Laws of Power.
I actually like the Four Agreements. I've been reading that so far.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a really good one. I read, right now I'm reading, it's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
No. I like that.
That one's pretty good too.
That's the same author that wrote How to Influence People, right? The one that was like, how to influence your
friends. I feel like it might be. I want to read that.
That book was recommended to me, so I read that. But yeah, Think and Grow Rich, too, is a really good one.
Classics. Basic Amanda.
But yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm also feeling Outlander. You guys should all go watch
that. Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Outlander. It's a show. It's not the movie.
We're going to talk about the shows and movies, Amanda. We're going to talk about that.
But it's an old show, so it's not like it.
I know, but we're going to talk about it.
Oh, I know about Outlander.
All right, so what I'm feeling. I'm feeling the chicken wars that went down on the timeline.
Honestly, shout out to Black Twitter
because the chicken wars have divided a community.
They really have.
I've never seen people so split. Shout out to Team Popeye. Shout out to the Chick-fil-A boys.
But it's honestly just like, let me just say this. Everybody on Twitter that's hyping up that Popeye's chicken sandwich, I really believe that y'all really be ordering that smacked because it's not that good. It's like, okay, so it's just basically like what they did was take this nice, juicy, Popeye's always had good chicken.
That's a fact.
So it's like, they just put it on bread. And then
that's all you need sometimes,
But see, this is the thing. It's like, niggas didn't tell me, eat it with some sauce. Because there's sauce on the sandwich. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's enough. I had it. I'm like, this shit is dry as fuck. Like, what is this?
Gosh,
like,
Amanda, you're going to get us banned. No. Slandering the Popeye sandwich. We're trying to get the bill.
Chick-fil-A sandwiches might be better than Popeye's.
Oh, my God. Man, dude, you're wilding. What about Shake Shack? Everybody was Shake Shack is good.
I haven't tried the chicken sandwich.
But I heard
sandwich.
Shake Shack sandwich is like $100.
Like, no. Shake Shack, you spent like $15 if you get like a drink, fries, and burger.
I had the Shake Shack chicken sandwich. It was like $15, $16 when I was done with the meal.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm feeling everybody enjoying it. I'm not feeling everybody. Like, let people enjoy things, bro. Like, people want to talk about the sandwich and have fun with that sandwich and make memes about the sandwich. Let people do that.
They're making mad money off that sandwich.
Yeah. The demand was so high, they had to discontinue it. You know how crazy that is?
Yo, I seen, like, you know the Popeyes on Grand, right? Mm-hmm. I seen this video of, like, that Popeyes where I live. The line for that, it was like there was an accident on the highway. Yo, like, people are coming off.
Me and Brunel passed it on Friday. That shit like a club let out.
Yo. Yeah. It was insane. It was crazy. Like, and it's like, y'all really, for this chicken sandwich?
Huh? Chicken, you know, this is the exact plot of the Undercover Brother movie.
And you know what's so crazy? I feel like this took off after Rios tweeted about it.
That's what I'm thinking. Shout out to Rios. Overtime, J. Bobby.
Rios posted the review, and that's when it just started booming.
That's when I started seeing it more on my timeline. I'm like, all right. But then I tried the sandwich. I had to hit him up, and I was like, Rios, I don't know if I trust your food reviews no more because this shit is trash.
That's crazy, Amanda. Oh, my God. All right, so what I'm not feeling is, I'm not feeling people being, like, entitled to my time and resources, bro.
What do you mean?
Like, even, like, with parents, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they feel like, oh, yeah, Evan to do that. You ain't even asked me if I could do that. Yeah. Like you know, in Black families, if you know how to reset the router, you're basically Tony Stark of your family. Yeah. Like, everybody going to call you, your grandma, like, hey, come
That's
fix my
dad.
TV.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, I just know how to, you know, turn on the Wi-Fi. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Simple shit.
Like, my grandma was amazed that, like, I knew how to change channels between the HDMI ports. She was like, yo, how you do that?
Honestly, grandma, older people just have no type of technology. It's just, what is that?
But the thing is, for me, it's like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, not even just my parents, but, like, I feel like people just like, oh, yeah, Evan to do that. Don't even ask me if I want to do that, if I got time to do that, just volunteer me for it. Like, yo, I ain't signed up for this. Like, you could have asked me out of courtesy. Yeah. Like, my mom with him, like, oh, yeah, Evan, do that, no problem. And then text me, like, yo, you doing this? Like, whoa, you don't know what I had planned. I don't like that.
Should be coming in the mail and shit. Oh, set this up for me.
Yeah, set this up. Like, yo, bro, I'm leaving right now, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, it's craziness. But, yeah, stop feeling entitled to my time. Leave me alone.
I feel.
That's funny. I would like to see a show where people do, like, a trade-off on that. So, like, so you got, like, either teenagers or, like, college kids, right? Do what the elderly do. Mm-hmm. Or, like, not the elderly. Do, like, what grown folks would do. Or even, like, senior citizen type, like, maybe 65,
Like
70,
the older crowd.
Feel me? So, like, so now you have, like, a college kid teaching somebody, like, their grandfather how to use a computer, and their grandfather's teaching them how to, like, build some shit. Yeah, fix a car or something.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a dope little show or a YouTube series or something. Like, if my grandma was alive, I would love to show her how to, you know, I don't know, set up the printer or
get her
wireless
IG.
Phone or something. Yeah, IG.
Teach her about
IG.
She
could teach me how to, like, cook her best dishes or something.
Right.
Like,
have grandma hit the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Not for real. That. That might be money right there, but put that in your pocket.
It's hard now. Everybody hearing us.
It's going now. It's free. It's free game at this point.
Somebody writing that down as soon as this gets uploaded.
Yeah, it's fact. It's cool. It's clip. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
What I'm not feeling is people not wearing deodorant.
Yo, it's an epidemic out here, man.
Like, I don't understand how that's just not a thing. Like, I'm going to say you wear deodorant and then it just comes off during the day, but honestly, I really be feeling like some people just don't wear deodorant.
So we take the subway, so it'd be like 7 a.m. and it'd be musty. I'm like, how? Like, I wake up.
Like, today I was at Splish Splash earlier, right? And this man I was working there, he walked by and just, it smelled so bad.
I think people are using the wrong deodorant for their body, bro. Like, I've used the spray deodorant. I feel like the spray deodorant don't hit like that.
Natural deodorants are trash.
And I feel like the best deodorant for me is like the gel. I like the gel one.
Yeah, I don't like those.
I use the Speed Stick. Like, well, okay, because it's like last minute stuff, I'll get the Speed Stick deodorant. Like the gel, it's the gel shit, but it's like a clear or like a light blue.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but
some men's deodorant may smell mad good.
Yeah,
I like women deodorant.
I don't like the chalky. I don't like the white powdery or chalky.
Yeah, shit,
that stains up my shirt.
Fucked up so many good teas, bro.
The gel's the only thing I could really use, to be honest.
I fuck with the gel. I fuck with women's deodorant.
Yeah,
too. Like, in the fall when it's not as hot.
It should be kind of crazy because when it's hot outside, I'm just like, how are you guys not wearing deodorant? It's like 90 degrees and you smell like shit.
Smell like mad shake that ass. Like, shit is crazy. But yeah, use deodorant, guys.
Big facts.
All right. Wow. Since y'all skipped me, I'm going to do my own.
Well, we went.
Funk flex rant.
Yeah. Facts.
I'm tired of you niggas.
What I'm feeling, I'm going to go with the positivity first. Yeah, what I'm feeling is this Godspeed, you feel me?
Good hoodie.
Good drip. Yeah, I got all the shirts. So I got three of the shirts.
That's a nice outfit.
It's a dope brand. Check it out.
Nigga, did they pay for that?
I'm not. Huh?
They pay for that promo spot?
Nah, but they held it down because I'm going to be real, though. Y'all held it down because y'all messed up my order, but I still got free merch.
There you go.
Feel me? I got to keep the shirt that they sent by accident. I wanted the hoodie.
Yeah, that works.
So I got two for one. What I'm not feeling, this Popeye's sandwich, only because...
You saying it's trash?
No. I had a piece of it. It was good when I had a piece of it, but I had a little piece of it. I never got the actual sandwich. The reason is everything that's happening because of it.
Right.
Pulled up to Popeye's today,
mm-hmm.
Seen the sign. Okay, I didn't want the sandwich anyway. I'm going to get the surf and turf.
Right.
Get to the drive-thru. Hi, may I take your order? Yeah, can I get the surf and turf?
Right.
We don't have no surf and turf.
But you know what that is, though?
Okay.
You know what that is? Everybody getting there, being disappointed they don't have chicken sandwich. Like, give me the goddamn surf and turf. And then that's what they take.
So now I go inside. Because I'm like, all right, let's just park up. So I go inside. I get the three-piece combo.
Right.
All right.
No chicken?
Now I'm like, watch them. They like, oh, no spicy. Come on, bro.
10 minutes on spicy. That's a black man's nightmare, bro. No
spicy. All right.
10 minutes wait for spicy?
Yeah. So now, mind you, I'm already tight now, but I just got through the drive-thru to get what I want. All right. So now I'm inside. And I usually be patient with stuff.
You about to fight at Popeye's, bro?
No. I wasn't going to do that. It's not that serious. I just want something else.
You about to go viral.
So I'm like, yo, come on, man. Like, all right, whatever. No spicy?
Right.
All right, let me get the three-piece combo wild.
Right.
Yo, can I get heat? Sweet heat?
No sauce?
No sweet heat, bro.
They disrespect
you. Only thing they had was the mustard, the spicy mustard shit that's like honey mustard, but it's got like a brown seasoning.
Like a weird
And tartar sauce. Like, the tartar sauce.
Sweet heat and black and ranch might be top six sauces.
Yeah, it's up there.
But tartar
sauce, bro? Nah, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Yeah, nah. I can't do it. So that's what, because of y'all fiending for the chicken sandwich, bro. I get to have my regular Popeyes.
You're the first casualty of the chicken wars.
And
that's
I don't even
crazy.
Care about that. I remember, I think it was Karen on Twitter. I was talking about that, like, yo, y'all messaged. She's like, yo, I go to Popeyes to get regular shit, and there was nothing available.
You
it's been like that for
to
a whole
see
week.
It.
Come on, man.
Hate to see it, man.
no hot boy summer for Brunel. Bye, man. So, anything else you feeling? Not feeling?
Nope.
Got thing on your spirit?
I ain't gonna talk about the other shit.
I appreciate you taking the high road, my brother.
I'm not.
Yeah. We got aunties that listen to this. Not really. But all right, so we're gonna jump right into the show. All right, so D23 happened. Disney Expo. They laid out all the shit they got coming forward, you know, regarding Disney Plus, Marvel, Star Wars, you know. So we're going to talk about all that right now. All right. First thing, Disney Plus. Are we getting it or are we getting it?
The second one.
I feel no.
Getting it. Second one sounds more different.
I'll get it if we split. If we split in a...
Cowboys.
Because I'm like, I don't watch ESPN. I feel like a lot of those spinoffs that they're about to do are about to be whack, though.
They're all going to be on Disney?
Yeah.
I don't need TV
owned,
no more.
They're all owned by Disney,
I'm good.
Bro.
Oh, you wait a minute.
Basketball, what about, bro.
Disney? Okay, there'll be games on ESPN, though.
On Wednesdays? What about if it's a Thursday night?
All right, I'm Elite Pass. Like, I'll split that shit with my pops.
Yeah, fast. I might want to tap in with you.
What, $300 a year? Two something a year?
Yeah, it's like two something.
I heard if you pay like $140 something up front,
right,
you get like, it's like $3 a month or some shit,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something like that. And then I think they have one where it's, what is it called? I think if you was at D23, the Disney had their own exclusive deal for them. They had their own exclusive deal with anybody that went to D23, and they could pay 3 years for it.
Okay.
If you pay, like, you pay for 3 years, and you get it for, like, the cheaper, like, Amanda is saying. Okay, okay, like, yeah.
I pay $1 for Hulu
so
right now.
So it's like an annual, then a three-year plan.
Scam coin.
Three-year plan is not bad. I'll probably do that.
Yeah.
Like, if it's, okay.
So, that's not bad.
So we're getting it. All right, so, but let's talk about this Marvel lineup they got coming out on Disney Plus. Shout out, all right, so... What shows do we care? Let's get this. Which shows do we care about? Which ones don't we?
None of them on there.
What do you mean? She Hulk, actually,
Fire. I want to see the Loki movie that's coming out. But that's just like
that's the Loki show gonna be good. Loki show.
I honestly don't remember them. But why? Right, so
it's a lot of them are like spin-off right movies.
Yeah. So basically, okay. It's basically so you're getting Falcon Winter Soldier. That's gonna be the first one.
I don't mind seeing that.
Yeah, I don't mind not seeing that. I'm illegally streaming. That's it.
Man, that's you about to get this episode removed because
yo, the mouse snipers is gonna be waiting on us,
bro. They gonna wait for that.
So yeah, we got Falcon Winter Soldier. You have WandaVision.
Okay,
which I might want to see because they're going all the way with Scarlet Witch. Like, I don't know if you guys are in the comic books, but she's done some wild shit that they might tap into. What else is coming? All right, so Moon Knight. Moon Knight's a predominant character in the comic books. He's getting his own series. Miss Marvel, another predominant character, which is good.
I'll watch that.
And then She-Hulk. I think She-Hulk's going to be good, too. Because, you know, I think they want to get Mark Ruffalo out of there.
Yeah.
This time is kind of, you know, they want to do something different with the Hulk. Yeah, so they might do that, too. And, damn, I feel like I'm missing the show. The Loki show, we said, nobody gives a fuck about the Black Widow movie.
Yo, I was just about to say that. Like, that's honestly, wild, that's not even going to be on, like, the service. That's like, but it's just like why is she getting a movie?
But the only thing I'm interested in is the villain they have in the movie is Taskmaster. And he's, like, a very interesting character. Basically, he can mimic anything you do. Like, if he see you do some shit, he can do it. Like, it's like photographic memory like that.
Yeah.
Which is a good villain for her because, like, you can't put her against nobody. Like, we're going to put her, you can't put her against Thanos again or something like that, you know?
She's dead.
She's out of here.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Damn it, Amanda. So, yeah. She's out of there. But I don't know, man. I really want to see Moon Knight. That's what I'm really excited about. I think I really want to see Shia LaBeouf play Moon Knight. Because he's like a crazy character. He does bugged out shit. Mm-hmm. He fucks with the Avengers all the time. But he's a hero.
Shout out to Shia.
I think he'd be good, man. But Kamala Khan also. That's Miss Marvel. She's going to be good. But let's talk about this Star Wars team. Oh, Black Panther. Let's talk about Black Panther getting announced. Black Panther 2 is coming out 2022.
Honestly?
That's crazy. I didn't even know about that. Yep. I'm still going to see it.
Don't do that, Amanda.
No.
What do you mean, bro? They have so much shit they can do with Black Panther. They have so much shit they can do with the character. So basically, since they have the rights to X-Men, they can bring in Storm. Because you know in the comics, him and Storm are married for a while. And they get divorced. Mm-hmm. They can do that. I'm really excited they bring in Namor because basically the Wakandans and the Atlanteans are getting into it. He kills a bunch of Wakandans in there. T'Challa, they have to team up for a second on a random mission, and T'Challa just stabs him middle of the mission. Like, nigga, I ain't forget what you did kind of thing.
I don't think they bring in X-Men, though, until they recreate that whole
series. But the thing, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like with the Doctor Strange movie and the Scarlet and the WandaVision.
Still haven't finished Doctor Strange.
I feel like they're going to bring in mutants.
What?
It's so good.
It's really good,
the first
though.
One,
it's
but
really
like, good. The visual effects are really good, but then I like always fall asleep. I'm right. like, all right.
It's pretty good because I was never a big fan of Doctor Strange until I seen the movie, and I was like, all right, I'm into it, you know. Okay, but like, so basically, in the comics, they had this thing, event called House of M, and basically Scarlet Witch, she uses her powers to get rid of all the mutants, bro. Like, no mutants. Like, she uses her power. I feel like they're going to do the reverse of that in the Doctor Strange movie.
That's
she's going to create a bunch of mutants. But yeah, it's a lot of shit you can go. Shout out to Black Panther. Chadwick Boseman getting that check.
Yeah,
Killmonger's going to come back.
You know, it's another year of people dragging him into
forever? Niggas in dashiki.
Yeah, you know, it's another year of him just giving us this face.
I feel bad for him, bro.
I know, he be like...
He's like a child slave. Like, he just has to throw the axe over. Yo, free Chadwick, bro. Leave him alone when you see him. So I'll tell him to throw the Wakanda next. All right. So basically, what else? That's pretty much it for the Marvel side.
Star Wars.
Let's talk to the Star Wars BS.
Did you see the trailer?
Trailer looked promising, but
okay,
so did the
honestly,
last trailer.
All the trailers look promising, and then you go. I don't care what
nobody
says.
Let's talk about Last Jedi.
That was the worst.
That show was garbage.
Because honestly, The Force Awakens was. I didn't like that one either.
I thought it was okay.
And I'm like a huge Star Wars fan.
Man, me too.
So it's like I was so disappointed because you know a lot of people didn't really like the remakes with.
With Anakin?
With Anakin and Ewan McGregor.
I really
like
him until... I like episode 3 a lot.
That was the last one.
Revenge of the Sith.
I like all of them. I'm not going to hold you. I like all of them. Like, I like the first one with Keira Knightley and Padme and Amidala. But, like, these new ones, I was like...
The Last Jedi was the
worst Star Wars movie, and people were like, "This was
turn that
so
down,
Negro. Good."
We can hear it through the speaker.
Good.
It was so good, and I'm like, "Y'all are fucking lying." This was like the story was terrible, and I was so mad.
It was so boring.
Honestly, I don't be spending like $15 on a movie.
Men
somewhere.
Is the $5 queen.
Yes.
Every Tuesday,
Every
you know
Tuesday,
what she's at.
Exactly. I'll give you guys the reviews for that because I'm like, because you look at a movie and you're like, this is like a $5 movie. And some movies don't even be a $5 movie, but I'll be more content with spending $5 instead of $16. But that movie, trash. And it's like,
Are you excited about this next movie?
No. Well, honestly, that one scene in the I'm excited to see the Emperor come back, and when she was like dark and she had like she looked like she had Darth Maul's lightsaber.
It's the same lightsaber, essentially.
And I was just like,
I just wanted to tie up like what is her origin? Like we still don't know. We're like 3 movies in, we still don't know what her origin is.
And
who her parents are. They said one thing, but
it's like it's Luke, but like, I don't know.
They were just regular drifters. That was her parents, but
you heard that like the they're gonna do. I know like Disney's gonna do an Obi-Wan spinoff.
Yeah,
right.
That's gonna be on
but
Disney
then
Plus. Also,
I'm also thinking about like so the writers for.
That trailer was weird.
It was weird, but I'm also thinking about like the writers for Game of Thrones are about to get their hands in the Star Wars, they're about to have their own thing. But I'm just like, y'all butcher Game of Thrones. I don't know how I feel about that.
Do you understand that they didn't even show up for the Game of Thrones panel at Comic-Con because they were so scared of the backlash?
Listen.
They had to cancel.
We're not even going to talk about that, but like I'm just like, y'all about to butcher this.
Another one.
I'm so done. I heard. The Han Solo movie was trash.
I didn't like it. It was boo boo.
I haven't watched it yet.
It was boo boo. Only good thing about that movie was Darth Maul. He was in it. But that's pretty much it. Yeah, I like Darth Maul.
But yeah, Star Wars is just like, I wouldn't be down.
I'm gonna have hope because I like J.J. Abrams. I think he's really talented. So, but I'm gonna give it.
Man, you a hater.
Men don't like shit.
She don't like
you, did you like Cloverfield? The first one.
Yeah.
That's J.J.
Abrams. I liked all of them.
Yeah. No.
Yes. The one that was on Netflix, y'all, that everybody said was bad. That shit was good. That shit was good. It was like a prequel to like how everything happened. I
like
that.
I didn't like it till the last scene, but that was very much
I
it.
I like that.
I like the last scene, but that's it. But, and Shorty that was in it, the starring.
I thought
bad.
That was good.
But yeah,
stop cracking your back.
So that's pretty much going on. All right, so since we have the movie specialist on the show, it's getting colder. You're gonna be inside, laid up with your boo, hopefully,
or by yourself.
You know, whatever
it may be.
You and your snuggie,
your family, significant other, by yourself,
you
with your friends.
Stupid.
or with your boo. So we're gonna get some film recommendations, TV show recommendations from our finest pal Amanda. All right, let's start off in your specialty. Let's start off with some horror. Give me some horror movies people should watch.
That's out or coming out?
That's out. Coming out.
Doesn't matter. It's called Doctor Sleep. I want to see that. That's a sequel to The Shining.
Okay.
So if you guys are like big fans, that comes out in October.
Go check that.
It comes out in September. I actually am not going to fall asleep this time. Remember we went to go see it and I fell asleep and I was
Amanda's
like,
in there snoring, drooling, bro.
Talk about people that be falling asleep, bro.
You were with us too. It was all of us.
I don't remember you falling asleep. I probably wasn't next to you.
No, you weren't. It was me, Cheyenne, Bree, and me, and we all went. But you can watch that. Honestly, just check out fucking Netflix. I'm probably gonna drop a thread.
Shout
again
to Panda Picks. Follow her. I'm gonna link her Twitter account. An Instagram account for some fantasy picks.
Full
reviews. We need more, a little more movie reviews in here, but I'm cool.
Honestly, like, I've just been kind of inconsistent because it's like, it'd be so hard to keep up. I'd be like, damn, I gotta watch all this shit.
But Amanda's always that person that one friend that you like, yo, I need something good to watch. And she'll, like, all right, watch this. You know what I mean?
You should do? After you see a movie, why don't you do a small, like, if you could, do a 15 second or 30 second review in your story?
I could do that. That'd be good.
Especially when you're...
Damn, Brunel's giving out all the free game tonight.
I could do that.
Somebody also told me, like, J-Bobby was like, on Twitter, on every Monday, you should just list shit that people should watch.
You should.
Like, thread it.
Yeah. Or like a Monday or like a Friday night, like one of the two.
Friday flicks.
Yeah.
Friday Brunel's
good.
I like that name.
I like that.
Now, guys, look at this.
New shit. I need my man to give him a producer credit on that.
Hey,
Brunel,
where you find this one?
Brunel, don't get gassed.
I would definitely recommend watching Terrifier, though. That movie is disturbing.
What's that? Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Check that out.
What?
Terrifier.
Do you have any romantic comedy movies? Or is there any romantic movies you want to recommend?
Yes.
For the lover in everybody?
You said for the lover? Okay, if you want to cry, watch Blue Valentine.
Okay.
That's mad sad.
Watch that with your bae?
It's with Ryan Gosling.
I feel like he's in all those kind of movies, man. That's his
but
pocket.
But it's really sad. It's basically like a story that kind of shifts through the future and then the past about how, like, this couple fell in love, but then, like, in the future, they're now falling out of love.
Damn.
And it's like, oh.
I love shit like that, though.
I can't.
Inject it into my veins.
I forgot what it's called, but there's this movie that's on there about this other couple that's, like, going through a tough point in their marriage, and they make these songs, like, they end up starting a band, and they argue through songs.
Like the last two seasons of Girls, with Marnie and Desi?
Yes.
Like that? Is that kind of set up?
Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm not a big romantic comedy person.
I can tell.
Honestly.
Oh, man, the very movie.
It's called Band-Aid. There you go.
All right. What's the movie that you, with the people who stole the other kids, people baby?
The ones below?
Yo. Watch that.
That was a Cheyenne movie night.
That was a movie night. To be movie night.
Then we pulled up and he ordered McDonald's without us.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'll be back. Came back with a thing full of McDonald's.
We all starving. We just went to Cherry Alley.
I'm not, like, a big romantic comedy person.
Yeah. But, yo, if you ever want to, like, I need a movie recommendation on the go, tweet Amanda,
please.
DM her, whatever. She'll get back to you with something.
I do recommend, though, everybody should watch Outlander. That shit is good as fuck.
Yeah, watch Outlander. I've never seen it. I'm going to check it out,
it's
though.
So
I'm
going to
You know what? I just started watching the Harry Potter series. Like, one of my coworkers gave me all the DVDs.
I've
been watching one a weekend.
I'm waiting for somebody to give me the whole set soon for Christmas or something. I've been asking for that for years.
Put it in the air. He let me borrow all his DVDs, so I just been watching them. So I watched. I'm up to the third one. I just finished the
Azkaban.
Yeah, I just watched that.
Classic.
That shit is fire. The third one is fire.
The first one is good. The second one is because
it's like, well. Okay, the first one is good, but it's the beginning of it all, so you have to.
I didn't realize how dark this shit gets. Like, I feel like every movie gets progressively darker.
Dark.
And the Goblet of Fire was cool. It's hard between Prison of Azkaban and Goblet of Fire for me.
Yeah, this is my first time watching them, so I'm tapped in.
Prison of Azkaban is good. Half-Blood Prince is good. I like the Goblet of Fire. That one's good.
I'm gonna
see more of like the tournaments.
Within the next few weeks, I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna give a official review on here, man.
Once they start introducing Helena Bonham Carter, it gets even better.
That's all right, bet. I'm going to tap in fully. All right, so we're going to play a game in studio.
Okay.
Amanda knows black people. All right. So the premise of this game is I have five classic scenes in black cinema, and our pal here, Amanda, is going to try to guess the movie. Now, if she needs a hint, we will give her a hint. And if she gets 3 out of 5 of these right, she gets tacos. She gets a taco dinner on me, sponsored by SSID. So she's really motivated to win now. But Neil, take her phone.
Wait. What if I don't get the name right?
If you get in the general area, I'll give you the point. Let's say that. Is okay. That cool?
All right.
So let me turn up the volume. All right. First movie.
Are you going to show me?
No, I'm not going to show you. Why would I show you?
I thought it was a clip.
It's audio.
Oh, what?
Audio, baby. We in the future, baby. You ready?
Okay. Renee, I'm better visually, though.
You got to start off easy.
Hard to keep that house in the family for everyone, for you and your family.
Oh, fuck the family.
Classic.
I love the family in my house. You know what? The family fucked my husband.
Oh, you told me to watch this. It's Soul Food.
That's one for Amanda.
Because I remember when you put that, when you told me to watch it, I was like, Evan, this movie is so crazy.
Yeah.
That shit was wild.
Wow, Amanda got, I didn't think she'd get none of these. She got one off the top.
That's what's up.
All right. I like to hear that. All right, Amanda.
Nah, this audio thing is going to be hard, though.
Yeah.
I have to see it. You got to tap in, baby.
All right. Number two.
Ball players or something.
Yo, listeners at home, keep tally of what you know and what you don't know, too. I want to hear your results.
Facts.
This is pretty easy. These are like main black movies. Yeah. Everybody should get these. But all right, here's number two.
Go on, jump.
No, I don't
want to
jump.
Yes, you do. You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you?
What?
Look at me, boy. Don't you smoke crack?
Yes, sir.
You know what that does to you?
What does it do?
Huh?
What does it do?
It kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells.
That's what it does.
Now, when you're destroying your brain cells, you're doing the same thing as killing yourself. You're just going to slow. If you want to kill yourself.
If you need a hint, you'll get a hint.
I'll give you a hint.
Hint, Morgan Freeman.
It's Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
Is it that movie that you said in the chat? No, that's a new movie.
Give us the damn name.
I don't know, honestly.
It's a song.
So that's it? You don't know? Is your answer?
It's a song?
Yo, Brunel, relax.
What kind of song?
A gospel song.
I don't like gospel music, so I don't know.
All right. No, it was the one in the chat.
I knew it was Lean on Me,
Morgan Freeman, man. Come on, classic.
It kills your brain cells. It kills your brain cells.
You smoke crack, don't you? Don't you?
I'm so mad people haven't seen this.
Everybody's seen that, but you.
And if you didn't, your parents forced you.
Yeah, right. All right. So this is number three.
How many are there?
It's five.
Okay,
you have to get two more right.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Third one.
That ain't the cold part. She got a little sister named Baby D. I'm telling you, this fat bitch get physical. She sell dope, do hair, and babysit at the same house. Police don't know when to get to go in.
Classic.
Restraining order on fat ass too. Wait, you got a restraining order on a little girl.
That's one of the Friday movies.
Which one?
Is it Friday After Next? Next Friday? Can I get two?
Nah, it's next Friday. I give the point. Next Friday. Next Friday. You was in the ballpark.
Oh, here she comes.
Next Friday. Classic Baby D scene.
I've only seen Next Friday and Friday. I haven't seen Friday After Next.
Next Friday. You got it right. Two for Amanda. She's one away from winning the grand prize. All right, let's make this one a little harder. This one's a little harder.
When people are sick, they deserve a little help. Sick help! I am not gonna bury my son.
Oh, okay.
My son is gonna bury me.
Is that Denzel?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
So that's the one where he's in the hospital.
Wow.
And I forgot the title though.
I need the name.
Is it John Q?
Yeah. There we go. Wow, Amanda's one.
It's crazy to
me. Amanda knows black people.
I don't understand how she hasn't seen movies like that. But she knows all these other movies that...
Amanda will tell you about a French movie made in 1950, but can't tell you a simple... But she never seen Lean on Me. Like, come on. All right,
Where's the culture at?
We're losing recipes.
What the fuck does she know about cameras?
I got three.
All right, Amanda's one. Wow. Wait. Amanda does know black people. We'll do a bonus one. We'll do one more bonus one.
You know, I feel like one of them ball plays or something. Nah, you gotta play that way. Everybody knows that.
Rashad, I'm sorry.
Aaron, is it?
I don't think I know this.
A little dramatic.
I don't know this person right here. I bet you had a nice little laugh about this, huh?
Damn,
Give me back my necklace.
Oh, okay.
No.
Give me my damn necklace.
Classic.
Why should I?
Because it's mine.
Real
and
angry.
It means something to me.
You don't know that? Damn.
That sound is that T.I.?
What's the name of the movie?
Is it?
I'll give you a hint. Yes, it's T.I.
Is it ATL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amanda, those niggas, bro. I'm so happy.
That sounded like Lauren London.
I thought we lost her. I thought we was going to trade her in the racial draft, but she knows black people. Man. Shout out to Amanda. Make some noise for Amanda.
Y'all ask me music questions, and I'm like, what?
I knew.
But you should know music, too. That's
She didn't know who Trina. She didn't know. Couldn't name five Trina songs, bro.
I named one, though. The most
I ain't going to lie. I might be able to name three, but not five.
You can name five Trina songs. Name five Trina songs for now. You're letting down the culture, but now I'm just gonna put that on the
Trina
table.
Songs, bro. I might only know three.
Anyway.
Oh god.
Okay, never mind. I'm not even gonna play myself because I was gonna bring up the time when pretty Ricky.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna say it on podcast. So Amanda was in the chat.
It was in the car. Oh no, it was in the chat.
She's like, guys. Did you know that there's more than one member of Pretty Ricky? He was like, Amanda, have you seen the videos? Have you heard the songs?
I really thought
it was one
person.
What were you doing in that time span? What were you
smoking
doing at
crack?
That time?
You smoke crack, don't you?
Killed your brain cells.
I hate you. All right, moving on. All right. Thanks for playing Taco Dinner.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Taco Dinner. Not tonight, but eventually. All right. All right, so we got some listener questions, then we're going to get the fuck up out of here. All right, the homie J5, OG Johnny5 on Twitter, shout out to RNC, the whole team, RWC. Yeah, he wants to know, would you rather have dinner with Jay-Z or dinner with TJX6? Do you know who TJX6 is?
Yeah.
No.
The scammer rapper. Yeah, songs about scamming people.
Dinner with Jay-Z.
I'm taking with TJ, because TJ's going to scam Jay-Z eventually, bro, and I want to be on the right side of history.
But so Jay-Z could drop business gems for me.
Jay-Z's got that pull where if he got scammed, you will never hear about TJ again.
True. You got to point that, my brother. You got to point that.
So I'm having dinner with Jay-Z. Because Jay-Z will probably already know that he about to get scammed by him. So he's preparing for that. Feel me?
Right,
Jay-Z
right,
always
right.
One step above niggas. So I can't leave Hov, bro. I'm on that side of Hov.
Look at this Rock Nation Brunel. So you see the celebrity thing? I'm tired of him, bro.
Oh.
All right. Next question.
I'm regular.
Shout out to homie Saz. We're going to have you on, Saz. Boxing homie. Shout out to him. He says, he has two questions. He wants to know, if one was saving falling from a cliff, who would you save? Young Thug or Playboi Carti?
Ooh. Right.
That's a tough one. It's tough. Amanda would say neither because she doesn't listen
exactly.
to either one.
No,
yo.
She would have walked away.
I heard Thug's album.
Oh.
Part of it.
Classic
it
album.
Okay.
Oh, that's one of the things I'm feeling.
I like the future.
Snow Allegra album
Snow
too.
Listen, shout out Ayana.
That's the official Sad Girl album. I love it.
No skips.
It's been on repeat for the past couple weeks.
Oh, you just had bad guys.
Say less.
niggas been on it. That's what's up.
Say less. Right.
Yeah. You want somebody around, Amanda? Yes. Right.
Yeah, she lonely.
All right. So who you saving, Brunel? Cardi or Thug? It's like choosing between children, I know.
Thugger.
Me too.
Yeah.
Love Cardi.
I got enough leaks to last a lifetime.
Enough SoundCloud leaks to last us. All right, and his next question wants to know is, what do niggas got against G Herbo's baby mother?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. I wouldn't know.
I know she has a nice bottom. She also looks
a
like...
Nice bottom.
Nice bottom, mate. But she also looks like Thomas the Train Engine in the face. So I get it. I get it. You know what I mean? I just want to know what she does. What's her career? What's her profession? What's her passion? You know, she's a professional hostess with the mostest. I don't have nothing against her baby mom. She just looks funny to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. That's gonna wrap up SSID, man. We got the homie Amanda. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And before you go, you have to answer this question.
What?
If the Golden Girls were Migos, which Migo member would you be?
The popular one. Everybody likes.
Quavo? Quavius?
So who's Offset?
I don't know.
Well, Offset is just like...
Bree might be Offset.
I think...
Because Tyra's definitely Takeoff.
One that's in the background?
She was left
but
on
Takeoff
the
best one, though.
It was a bad movie.
You look like a little bad movie.
Yeah, Tyra's Takeoff.
Bad and Bougie, man. I'm telling you, being left off the podcast art made her is equal.
She's on the podcast. Not on
Tara. Come to the,
I don't know why it hasn't.
You hate to see it.
Come to the good side.
What? You just offered me a contract deal.
Nah, that's all good. You had 15 minutes to sign.
It's all right. To all these SSID listeners, guess what? I'm transitioning. Right,
listen.
I'm bringing the golden gals here.
All right, when we post the audio, I'm gonna tell Van. Red, you feel me? To drop a poll under, see if you want
which member of the Golden Girls
Amanda,
do
you
want
Amanda, or you want Tara?
We're gonna start the campaign now.
Facts.
No, you should. Amanda, Bree, or Tara. Like
vote
me.
For Amanda. Vote
right,
for
we're
Tara.
Gonna see, So give them your socials. Give them all that. Pandas pics.
You can find me at Amanda Please on Twitter. It sounds like Amanda. It's two A's, two E's, and then X.
We gonna post in the tweet anyway. So yeah, if y'all
but you can follow Pandas Picks for all like food, movies, recommendations. Two A's and Panda because Word. Somebody else took that on Instagram.
We gonna snatch it back, man.
Food be valid. So
Friday,
check that out.
Friday flicks coming soon.
Right.
Just remember who
on
told
Twitter.
You that.
All right. Shout out to Bernie.
All right. Yeah. Bernie, you got anything you wanna say? You wanna go? You wanna shout out anything?
Nah, I just want to say, happy birthday to J Bobby, man.
Shout out to J Bobby.
God bless.
Boy.
Enjoy,
happy birthday,
bro.
Bobby.
I heard you doing some shit Friday. I wasn't invited, but it's all right. It's all right.
It's all right.
You feel me? It's all right. Enjoy it, though, Brody. I probably won't see you Friday, but enjoy
Shout
it.
Shout out to Justin Booby.
congrats to my boy Cafel, who's moving.
Yeah.
Just helped him move this morning. Damn. So, yeah.
Shout out to Cafel.
I'm like, I think me and Rob, the only one left in the hood now.
Shout out to Black Love.
Yeah, trying to get out of here.
All right. That's it. That's pretty much it, man. That's just ID. We're out of here.
Thanks for having me on,
Have
guys.
A good weekend. Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
Come back. Bye.
I will.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm not a celebrity.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.